Title: One Knob Performance Macros for Smoky Late Night Moods Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass, and we're building something you'll actually use on real tunes. One Knob Performance Macros that let you play the mood of a track like an instrument. The goal is simple. Late Night DNB is all about tight rhythm, heavy low end, and controlled darkness. Not random or effects, but vibe that you can shape on purpose. So instead of automating 40 parameters across your session, you're going to build 3 macros that do the heavy lifting. They are: Smoke, which takes you from clean to hazy and textured. Nightspace, which takes you from close and tight to wide and deep, without washing the drop. And Heat, which moves from calm to aggressive, with controlled density and bite. And we're doing it in a way that's playable. You can automate these 3 knobs in arrangement, or record them live from push or any MIDI controller. Let's set up the structure first. Create a new audio track and name it Mood Bus. This is like a return, but you're treating it as a master mood channel for everything that should share the late night character. Now route your groups into it. Bass group goes to Mood Bus. Atmos and FX go to Mood Bus. Drums can go too, but here's the big DNB rule. Try to keep the kick and the true sub either completely bypassing this bus, or only very lightly affected. The whole point is you can fog up the room without turning your foundation into soup. On the Mood Bus, drop an audio effect rack and name it Late Night Macros. Inside that rack, create 3 parallel chains. One chain is smoke, one is space, one is heat. The reason we do parallel chains is safety and musicality. You're not forcing one long effect chain to process everything in series. Instead, each chain contributes its flavor, and you can keep it under control. Before we start mapping, quick coach note: treat these macros like mix-safe instruments, not YOLO FX knobs. The best way to do that is to build each chain so it still sounds acceptable at its maximum intensity, while your overall mood bus level stays around unity. Then when you map, you're mapping back from a safe maximum. That's how you avoid the classic problem, where 0 to 60 feels great and then 61 to 100 is just broken. Cool, let's build macro 1, smoke. Go into the smoke chain. Add devices in this order. First, auto filter. Set it to low pass 12. Start the cutoff high, around 18 kHz. Resonance in the zone of about 0.7 up to 1.1. And if you want, a touch of drive, 0 to maybe 6 dB. The idea is not DJ low pass drop, it's more like gently taking the edge off and making it feel like the room got darker. Next, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. This is where the warmth comes from. We're going to map the drive so it rises as smoke increases, but not so far that it flattens your snare transients. After that, add redux. This is the lo-fi grain. Tasteful. Downsample from about 1.0 up to roughly 2.2. Bit reduction. Keep it light, like 0 to 2. If you go too hard here, you get crunchy in a way that screams effect, not mood. Then add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Keep it subtle. Amount from 0 to about 12%, slow rate, like 0.10 to 0.35 Hz, and width somewhere in the 120 to 160% area. The chorus here is not for obvious wobble, it's for micro instability, like analog smoke drifting. Then add utility. Here's the trick: as smoke increases, you actually narrow the width a little, like 100% down to 85. That makes it feel closer, more intimate, more in the booth at 3 a.m., without actually making it smaller in level. Now we map it. Click map in the rack. Map auto filter frequency, saturator drive, redux down sample, chorus amount, and utility width all to macro 1. Rename it smoke, and set your mapping ranges carefully. A great starting point is filter cutoff from 18k down to about 7.5k. Saturator drive from 0 up to 6 dB. Redux down sample from 1.0 to 2.2. Chorus amount from 0 to 12%. Utility width from 100 down to 85. Teacher tip: build in a little performance safety. If you like recording macros live, reserve a dead band at the bottom. In practice, that means for the first 10% of the macro, almost nothing moves. Set your parameter minimums so they don't start changing until the knob passes that point. It prevents accidental nudges from changing the mix. Alright, macro 2, night space, go to the space chain. We want depth without destroying punch. That means dark space, filtered space, and controlled stereo. First device, hybrid reverb. Choose something like dark hall. Set it up like you're running parallel. Keep the device at 100% wet, because this is a parallel chain. Decay should map from around 1.3 seconds up to about 4.5 seconds. predelay from around 12 milliseconds up to 30. Predelay is important because it preserves the initial hit, especially snares, before the tail blooms. Filter it, low cut somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. High cut dark, like 10K down to 6.5K as the macro rises. That keeps the space from sounding shiny and EDM bright. This is late night. Next device, Echo. Pick a rhythmic time like 1/8 dotted or 1/4, classic DNB tail stuff. Keep it 100% wet since we're parallel. Feedback maps from about 12% to 30. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K. Add a tiny bit of mod, like 2 to 8%, just to stop it from being static. Then add utility. Map width from 100 to about 140%. And turn on bass mono, set around 120 Hz. That's how you keep clubs happy. Wide vibe up top, stable weight down low. Now map those key parameters to macro 2. Rename it Nightspace. Optional but very powerful. Put a gate after the reverb and echo in this bass chain, and sidechain it from your drum group. Set the threshold so the reverb sort of breathes around the hits. This is one of those pro DNB moves. You get huge atmosphere, but it stays rhythmic and doesn't smear the groove. Also, one more advanced polish move. After the reverb and echo, put an EQ8 and carve a little space for the snare. A gentle dip, 1 to 3 dB, around where your snare crack lives, often 2 to 4K. And if the room gets boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. You can even map those dips lightly to Nightspace so the more space you add, the more it politely steps out of the way. Now macro 3, heat. Go to the heat chain. This is aggression and density, but we're keeping it controlled. If heat just makes it louder, it'll always feel better, but you'll be lying to yourself. So we're going to build it, then keep loudness neutral. First device, drum bus. Yes, even on a bus. Use it lightly. Map drive from 0 to around 8. Crunch from 0 to around 15. Usually keep boom off because we're protecting the sub. Damp can sit somewhere around 2 to 6K depending on how bright your material is. Next, add amp. Choose rock or clean. We want mid-range bite. Map gain from 0 to about 18%. Keep bass low, mid slightly up. Treble moderate. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2:1. Map the threshold, so you go from basically clean to around 4 dB of gain reduction at maximum. Turn soft clip on. Then a limiter for safety. Set ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. And the goal here is 1 to 2 dB of limiting at max heat, not 8. This is not the loudness war, it's a performance macro. Now map those to macro 3 and name it heat. And here's the loudness neutrality rule. Put a utility at the end of this heat chain, and map its gain slightly down as heat increases. Often minus half a dB to minus 2 dB is enough. That way, when you turn heat up, it sounds more intense, not just louder. At this point, you have three mood knobs that are actually usable across the whole range. Now let's talk arrangement strategy, because this is where the magic is. You're going to think like a DJ, not like a mouse programmer. In the intro, 8 to 16 bars, you can live in the haze. Smoke around 60 to 80%. Nightspace maybe 40 to 60. Heat low, like 0 to 15. This says we're in the alleyway, not the spotlight. In the pre-drop, 4 to 8 bars, you create contrast. Slowly reduce smoke so clarity comes back. Slightly reduce night space to tighten the room. Start raising heat a bit to build tension. This is the moment where the listener feels the track focusing. On the drop, you want mood, but punch first. Smoke maybe 10 to 25%. Night space 10 to 30. Heat can live anywhere from 35 to 70 depending on whether you're doing rollers, jungle, or neuro-ish pressure. In the breakdown, do the opposite. Slam smoke up, push night space up for that 3 a.m. fog moment, and keep heat low until you're ready to rebuild. When you automate only the three macros. That's the discipline. Use slow curves for smoke and night space, and faster ramps or stabs for heat, especially for 1-bar or 2-bar fills. And a signature move, the macro dip. Last bar before the drop, spike night space up for a tail throw, then hard down on the downbeat. At the same time, punch heat up right on the one. You'll feel the room open, then snap tight with impact. Now let's go advanced. Macro variations. Open macro variations on a rack. Make snapshots like foggy intro, tight roller, overheated fill, deep breakdown. Then assign them to MIDI keys or buttons. This turns your rack into a performance instrument. One button press and the whole vibe pivots. But because your mapping ranges are safe, the mix doesn't collapse. If you want an extra macro beyond the main three, add one called Focus after the rack on the mood bus. The idea is it collapses the mix forward in a DJ-friendly way. Use an auto filter high pass 12, moving very gently, like 20 to 120 Hz just to declutter. Utility width from about 130 down to 95. And a little glue compression, like 0 to 2 dB gain reduction. Pull Focus up right before the drop so the center locks in. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the painful debugging later. Number 1. Overprocessing kick and sub. If smoke or heat is touching your sub too hard, your drop loses authority. Route the sub around the mood bus, or high pass inside the chain so the lowest fundamentals stay clean. Number 2. Macro equals loudness. Fix it by compensating gain with utility, or by mild RMS-styled compression that only catches spice at the top end of the macro. Number 3. Too much stereo in low mids. Night space widening below around 200 can make a club system feel weird and unfocused. Use bass mono, filter lows out of reverb and delay, and keep the low end centered. Number 4. Reverb tail fighting the snare. Dark hall is beautiful, but if it masks the snare body around 180 to 220 or the crack around 2 to 5k, the groove dies. Use high cut, EQ slotting, or that sidechain gate. Number 5. Mapping ranges too wide. A one-knob macro should be playable from 0 to 100 without hitting this is broken. If your knob has a danger zone, your ranges are too extreme. Tighten them. Now, a quick 20-minute practice exercise to lock it in. Grab an 8-bar loop, either an amen-style break or a tight 2-step drum pattern, a reese or mid-bass, a separate sub-track, and a minimal pad or atmosphere. Build the mood bus and the 3 macros. Then record automation in real time. Bars 1 to 4. Increase smoke from 30 up to 70. Bar 5. Pull smoke back to 20. Bar 6. Push heat to around 60 on a fill, then pull it back. Bars 7 to 8. Raise night space to about 50, then cut it down to 15 at the drop point. Then do an A/B check. Does the sub remain consistent? Does the snare still punch when smoke is low? Does night space feel deep but not messy? Bounce a before and after. If something breaks, don't add more devices. Fix the mapping ranges. That's the whole mindset. Design the instrument, not the chaos. Recap to close. This audio version is shortened for playback.